Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. We are here today talking about CMHA and the Run for Recovery that's coming up on the 23rd of June. Now, if you're out there and you said, Mary, I don't know what CMHA is, I'm going to tell you. Community Mental Health Affiliates Incorporated. They're a leading provider of an integrated health and behavioral health care system for children, families, and adults. And they're across Connecticut with 40 years of experience as one of the largest behavioral health care providers in the state of Connecticut. You guys do so much great stuff. Joining me today is Shirley, a CMHA client, and Victor Inserti, CMHA Chief Program Officer. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I just started reading about CMHA, and you guys do a lot of really wonderful stuff within the community, and you are offering continuum programs that change the lives of over 6,000 children and adults on a yearly basis. And you're the state's first fully Joint Commission accredited behavioral health home. That's really impressive.
Well, we've worked very hard for that accreditation.
Now, let's explain to people about the program services. Let's talk about how you got started. Let's do the history of CMHA.
Okay. Well, CMHA began about 40, 41 years ago as a very small fiduciary group of people who were funneling dollars that were coming from the state of Connecticut into local providers in the greater New Britain area solely for the purposes of providing care in the community to folks with severe and prolonged mental illnesses.
Okay.
So we were a big affiliate structure working with hospitals like today, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, Bristol.
Back then
Hospital.
It was New Britain General.
Exactly, exactly. Where I used to work before I started at CMHA in 2000. And over the years, we have really evolved to kind of bring all those services that were being provided in-house under our own administration.
Okay.
To the point that today we provide over 52 different services and programs to folks living in the greater New Britain area, as well as for people living in Waterbury and for folks living out in Torrington, Connecticut.
Okay.
And those services range from outpatient services, which Shirley can really talk to you more about, to home-based services for families who are identified being at risk because of substance use or abuse who have children in their custody, to residential programs for folks who, without the benefit of those types of services, would most likely still be malingering in state hospitals, to a variety of substance abuse services, case management services, vocational employment services, housing services.
Wow.
The list goes on and on.
You really do. You do a lot.
More importantly, as you already mentioned, we also are accredited as a behavioral health home, which is not really a home or a physical house. It's a service which provides care management to our clients, particularly those that have been identified as being high utilizers of services and costing the state of Connecticut, you know, thousands of dollars because their care has never been managed. And what we've been able to do is provide nursing oversight and case management to ensure that our clients who, according to all of the research and statistics, typically have a life expectancy sometimes as much as 30 years less than people who mental illness.
And this goes hand, do you think the substance abuse and mental illness go hand in hand? Not obviously exclusively, but there's more tendency for someone who is suffering and not getting help for mental illness too.
I agree with that also. I personally suffer from both mental illness and substance abuse.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I addressed my mental health that the substance abuse came under control.
Yeah.
And that started with the trauma groups at CMHA. Had I not addressed my trauma, I don't believe I ever would have gotten clean.
Because it would have just become cyclical because in not addressing mental health issues, you're trying to fight it.
I mean, you don't just stop that. There's an underlying element there. You know,
and then you don't just stop, but you have to heal.
Absolutely.
And so the healing process helps in the substance recovery as well.
Yeah.
Now, how did you stumble up on CMHA? How did you get here?
Well, believe it or not, word of mouth, you know.
It's good.
I knew somebody who was there. I was at a different place in Bristol, Connecticut, being thrown out of there for not complying. Tried to get into CMHA, and they made me work for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which works for me. Because if you're going to make me work for it, I'm going to show you I can do it.
You know what? You sound like me in college. Because when I had to pay, you know what? High school was, these grades were one thing. But when I had to pay for my own grades and work for it and pay for school myself, it was a completely different story. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the
so
thing.
So I started, the thing that got me there is that med management. You know, I needed medication to come off of my drug of choice.
Okay.
Which was heroin.
All right.
And It went very smooth. I wasn't judged. From the time I walked in there until today, I was treated with respect. People were polite. They generally seemed to care how I felt. And that made a big difference to me.
Yeah, well, you're trying to get a regrasp on your life and take
Absolutely.
Your own life back again. It's no surprise to you that what you had been doing wasn't the right thing to do.
Right.
You didn't need anybody else beating you down more.
Right. Well, you're used to being treated like the scum of the earth.
Yeah. And what you really need is help and someone to give you a hand up and uplift you.
I was just floored by how I was treated there. It was, I can say it's one of the best things that ever happened to me was walking into those doors.
It's the light.
Because today I have a life. I choose to live today, and I'm very passionate about this place.
It's important. I think about this stuff a lot. Like when people go into treatment and they go into inpatient facilities, and listen, kicking drugs is never easy, but you're in an inpatient facility. Everybody else is on the same page. There's no access to drugs. There's
right.
no phones for you to call people that you used
right.
to hang out with before. There's no ways for you to, you know, get to the old spots you used to hang out in.
Right.
But once you get out of an inpatient facility, what happens then? You've had this whole world and you're in a hospital situation or a group home situation,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very controlled environment. So the point is, you've been clean for this long with this program, and now you step out those front doors and feel the sunlight of the real world hitting you
yeah.
on the face. What happens then? CMHA
yep.
comes in, and
right.
they make sure that you're not just orbiting around the earth
just
with no structure.
Yeah.
You're not thrown out to the wolves again. CMHA has lots of programs that are going to help you out.
They certainly do.
Well, and I think Shirley's really a living example and proof of how the approach in treatment has evolved over the past 20 years to move away from the traditional medical model
mm-hmm.
and the concept that this is the way you get clean and sober, this is the way you beat depression, to a different model where Shirley herself is the captain of her treatment ship.
Yeah.
And she's the expert in the
Nobody knows you better, Shirley.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's
right.
how I feel. There's nothing worse than being told what I need to do. I mean, that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. But you know what? Deep down inside, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So why not take the control and make it yours? You're in control
yeah.
of your own destiny, and you make the choices.
Yeah. I can't speak enough about the program. When you first get off drugs, it's very lonely.
Yeah.
You have no friends.
All the people,
no
air quote, friends that you used
exactly.
to have, you don't want to hang
so
with.
So it's like, what do you do? Well, what I did is I went to CMHA and took every group available.
Keep
just
busy.
So I didn't have to be alone.
Yeah.
I was required to go once a week to maintain my medication and, you know, do everything that was meant to, you know, dot the I's and
cross
the T's.
Sure.
I went three times a week.
Nice.
Because I felt I needed that. With 30 years of drug use, once a week wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I needed it. And it held my interest. I met people. I generally have friends who attend groups. I'm in a spirituality group today that I love. And it's just exploring new things.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the programs that
right.
CMHA offers. Because I'm telling you, it's amazing how lonely or how out of sync you feel once you step out of the doorway. So you have 30 days in treatment, inpatient, and then you step out the doors and you got to keep on these groups. You have to learn how to have friendships again that aren't based on, that are based on a common interest other than drugs
right.
or alcohol or
right.
whatever. And, right. you know, in a lot of these situations, it could be a dual diagnosis.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to get too clinical because I think, Shirley, you're really touching on something incredibly important for people to understand, that substance use, abuse, and behavioral health problems are really a biopsychosocial spiritual disease process.
Mm.
So what we've had to do over the years is learn how to treat and work with the whole person.
The whole thing. Say that again because I was trying to remember all those things you just said in a process.
Yeah.
Bio?
So there's a biology, there's a psychology, there's a social aspect to it that you mentioned about how your life changed because you had no friends. There's stigma associated with these kinds of diagnoses, the shame that people feel, and the loss of their relationship to their higher power or God.
Spiritual.
That we pay attention to, and we listen to Shirley because she's telling us what she needs to learn and do to maintain a drug-free life.
And you're hearing her. And I think that's the other – listening is one thing, but hearing someone and taking it and going with it, it's amazing.
That's a big difference.
It is.
And her plan is her plan.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone
else were to walk in,
it would be tailored to their plan because we've known and really try to promote the fact that there are multiple pathways to recovery.
There is.
There's just not
one way.
Stop what you're doing and go to meetings.
Yeah.
Not just this is
if
the way.
If it was only so cut and dry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't be suffering. If you know anybody who needs help in that area, you would not be lost to go to CMHA.
Yeah, if you're looking for more information about CMHA and you want to check out their website, it's cmhacc.org. But don't worry, I'm going to get all that information up on the WRCH webpage. So if you're up and you're listening and you think, you know what, I do need help, and this sounds like something that I can benefit from, and these sound like people who are going to care about me and not just cut and dry and say, this is a cold turkey situation. This is the way you're going to do it. This is the organization that's going to help because you offer so much stuff like the social rehabilitation and outpatient treatments, but then there's vocational rehabilitation as well, because you know what? If you've been doing drugs for the past 5 years of your life, you haven't been working, and you don't really have that many transferable job skills. This is a great opportunity for you to figure out what you're going to do to earn a living and to get back out there in the world again as a sober individual.
This is how special CMHA is. They paid for a course for me to go to a peer support specialist, to become a peer support specialist at Advocacy Unlimited. And I live on $219 a month waiting for disability.
Wow.
I live with my aunt at this time. I'm looking towards my future. I can work part-time. I can't work full-time.
Yeah.
But I can't live on that.
Yeah.
Thank God I have a place to stay with my aunt. I help care for her, and she gives me a place to live. But they paid for this course for me, and now I'm looking for part-time work as a peer support specialist.
And that's hope.
And
that's something to look forward to, and that's hope.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5, WRCH, we're talking to Victor Inserti. He is the Chief Program Officer at CMHA. And Shirley, she is a CMHA client. She is a testimony to all the great things that are going on at CMHA and all the crucial mental health services that they provide for the community and all the programs that they offer. And I just want to touch on a couple other things because we talk about, you know, adults who need services, but you know what? There's a whole other spectrum of outpatient child guidance programs that you guys are working with too. And these are clinical and prevention program services for 1,700 children and families in the greater New Britain and Hartford area. And these, you know, kids, this is what, I mean, family and group psychotherapy for children and families. And whether this is children who are dealing with mental health issues at a young age, or if they're the children of someone who's in recovery, they need right. the help too, because we got to think about the whole family.
Yeah, heaven knows what they were exposed to.
Right? And the things that went on there. I mean, because there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of people that are offering services that are helping out as well. And that's in New Britain, Waterbury, and Torrington as
yes.
well.
Yeah, and we're really kind of motivated and align ourselves with the mission of the Department of Children and Families to want to provide all the resources we can to keep children intact with their biological families, or what are called their resource families, if they're relatives like aunts and uncles and grandparents, as opposed to moving children into congregate care out of the state. You know, there's been such an incredible effort to provide the wraparound services to folks so that we go into people's homes, we provide counseling, we provide training and positive parenting skills.
You have to think about what kids don't say much, but they hear and they pull yeah. in a yeah. lot, and they're absorbing so much. And, you know, there's going to become a point where the kids are going to be full. They're going to be saturated, and they're going to need to purge this. So it's better to get them into these intervention-type situations where they have somebody that they trust, and they can, you know, do exercises and build up confidence and, you know, just care, just be able to vent to someone who's going to listen and they can trust.
Right.
Because they see and hear a lot of things that we don't think they do.
Right.
You know? And it's a whole thing once somebody gets clean from a substance
right.
problem, you know, you're going to want to be back and be an intact family again. And you got to relearn all of that.
Absolutely.
So these are all great programs that CMHA does. And you guys need money to facilitate all of these programs. You know, we need to get them funded. And that's really important, because this is couples, this is families, this is people in recovery, this is mental health mm-hmm. issues, which none of us should be whispering over our shoulders about mental health issues or substance abuse, because it's not substance abuse like you think of in the old days. These are people that you know. These are athletes in high school. These are businessmen and women. This is everybody. Nobody is immune.
Nobody
to,
is immune.
To falling to substance abuse, because it could start off as an injury and then it snowballs.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, our community is at a point of crisis.
Absolutely.
You know, when we see the number of deaths related to opioid use and overdose, when we see...
They just released a report today about heroin and fentanyl overdoses, and last year's number of... They say that they've already surpassed last year's number in fentanyl deaths in the state of Connecticut, and there's no sign of this slowing down.
No.
Well, and as much as a lot of national attention is paid when these events occur, like the unfortunate suicide of Kate Spade or Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
You know, when in the state of Connecticut, almost on a daily basis, someone is committing suicide.
Yeah. It's taken over.
It is.
Like car wrecks and murder, the rate of suicides and death by suicide in the United States. And this is something that you guys cover as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and people always, I've read so much about it since those two high-profile suicides happened, and people always think, oh, that's the easy way out. It's not.
It's not.
It's not the easy way out. This is someone who's been suffering for a long time dealing with whether it be depression or a bipolar disorder, and that was the moment where they broke.
It's too painful.
It's not a situational like, oh, I'm just sad about this happening.
Right.
This is an ongoing thing that's been happening.
Well, and people really, as Shirley mentioned earlier, are pushed into states of despair and loneliness and isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I used to believe it just takes a village, you know, to support people in recovery. But it takes a village. It takes a town. It takes a city. It takes
more.
The state. It takes the
country.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be able to kind of come together to figure out how to erase the stigma associated with these kinds of conditions so that people can reach out for help. Mm-hmm. And in
there's no shame in saying I'm depressed or I think I have depression. And it comes in the weirdest ways, depression, because what you think is depression, oh, I'm just sad or I have a cloud over my head. I was reading an article about, you know, she can't even get out of bed to clean her house and having a clutter house or, you know, a hoarding situation. Yeah. You know, those are signs of depression. You can't even muster enough energy to get out of bed to clean your own home.
Right.
And we need to talk about it.
Shirley really mentioned something pretty important in terms of, you know, where we're headed in terms of providing services and care to people. And that is that we turn to folks who have what's called lived experience, who are being trained to participate on teams of professionals to reach out to people.
Because you've been there.
Exactly.
And it's so much easier to engage with somebody who can tell you, I've been where you are, I'm proof that you don't have to live there.
Right. There is life.
Yeah.
There is life to live still. It's never too late.
Yeah.
Never too late.
Now, we have to raise money for all these great programs so we can continue having great success stories like yours, Shirley. And one of the things that you guys are doing as a fundraiser is on June 23rd, and it's one of my favorite places in the state, New Britain Stadium in New Britain. I love the bees. I love it, love it, love it. This is going to be fun for the whole family. It is happening June 23rd, like I said, New Britain Stadium in New Britain, a 5K race. There's going to be a kids' fun run, a pancake truck. That's pretty exciting. And then there's going to be lots of activities and fun. And this is a fundraiser that's going to raise money to support all of these crucial mental health services right here in our own community. Now, you've been a client of CMHA since 2013, and you've been part of the mental health and the substance abuse treatment programs, and you've been going to this race. When we first joined up this morning, you came in, you said this is what year of going to the race?
The fourth.
Fourth year, and
with
it's a family thing.
My two granddaughters, and my granddaughters are 10 and 12, and I asked again a few weeks ago if they still wanted to come.
Still in,
they're
guys?
They're on board.
And it becomes a tradition.
Very exciting.
And it's a tradition. So it's going to be a day of fun, and it's going to help people, just like Shirley, receive these treatments that we've been talking about. And if people are interested in getting involved in doing the 2018 Run for Recovery, that's all right at the cmhacc.org website. And you can register right online. This is the fourth annual, like I said, New Britain Stadium, 230 John Carbonic Way in New Britain, and you can register online, and it's super easy. I'm clicking through it right now as we speak, just to prove to myself how easy the run sign up is. And corporate sponsors make this event really amazing as well. And the New Britain Bees, of course, with Stanley, they're a big help, allowing you to hosting the whole event.
We're very lucky to have their support to the extent that they even allow us to run the children's race on the baseball field.
You get to run on the field? Oh, that's so amazing. I love it.
A walk. If you don't run, there is also a walk.
Yes, and we can bring strollers and stuff too for the littles that aren't going to make the 5K part. So last year's race attracted 300 runners, walkers, and their families, and you raised a whole bunch of money, but we want to do better than that. We want to get more than 300 people signed up. So if you are looking for a wonderful summer day, 8:30 a.m., what time does the race start? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
It starts early in the morning. So get yourself registered online, get yourself a group of people, and take a nice walk around. And wouldn't the kids love the fact that they get to go run out on the field at New Britain Stadium? That's so awesome.
They get a t-shirt. They get a medal for the race.
Oh,
from the run.
That's super fun. And it's easy to sign up. Like I said, just go to cmhacc.org. And let me tell you, the website's super easy to run through right across the top. You can learn about them, the history, you prove where all your money's going in your annual report, and then the program services. So if you're someone out there that knows somebody, or you are somebody who thinks you would benefit from mental health services or from drug substance abuse counseling and services. You can look through all the things they have to offer there. You can check out all the cool things that are going on with your news and events, and you can make donations too. So if your work has a dress down Friday and you guys get to wear jeans to work and everybody kicks in $5, this is a great opportunity to make this the benefactor of your dress down Friday. Or get your team together at work and get yourself signed up to go to the race at New Britain Stadium.
And really, no donation is too small or insignificant.
Absolutely. It all adds up.
But our real mission, in addition to raising money, is to be raising our voices and helping the community know that we're here, that we're your mothers, your fathers, your children, your relatives, and that we're not embarrassed or ashamed to acknowledge that we are in recovery.
Yes.
And I think once you have that freedom of saying, you know, and not being ashamed to say, you know what, I suffer from depression, or I have a bipolar, a manic depressive disorder, mm-hmm. and you're open about it, it really washes the clouds away. And you'd be surprised how many people respond to you once you've opened that book or opened that door, and they're like, you know what, me too, this is my thing. Because you know what, truly everybody's got their something.
Yeah.
Every family has got their something. You know, every town has got their something. Every high school has got their something. There's something out there. There's no perfect family anymore. We're all affected by drugs. We're all affected by mental, whatever it may be mm-hmm. that runs in your family. Everybody's got something, and we shouldn't be ashamed to talk about it. Bring it out into the light.
You need to. Definitely need to. I didn't know if I was going to mention this, but my son is a New Britain police officer.
Okay.
And the amount of drugs he sees on the streets.
I bet.
And the overdoses that he has to take to the hospitals.
And how many Narcans are not working, how many Narcan shots you need doubles of, because the fentanyl that they're putting in these drugs is just so powerful that one Narcan shot's not enough to save people.
Right.
That's crazy.
So sad. So sad. But there is a life to live today, and the sky is blue most of the days.
And if you think you're at the bottom, there are people out there that want to help you.
Yes.
So if you're up and listening and you think that you would benefit from any of these programs, please, 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 please do not hesitate to go check out the website. It's cmhacc.org. And if you don't have access to online anything, if you're listening to a radio someplace out there, I've got a phone number for you. It's 860-826-1358. And CMHA, located right in New Britain, 270 John Downey Drive in New Britain. You're a great organization, and you do a lot of great things, a lot of great programs. And I want you to raise a ton of money at this 5K walk. Again, this is the fourth annual CMHA Run for Recovery, and it is happening at New Britain Stadium, June 23rd. Fun for the whole family. It's a 5K race. You can walk. There's going to be a kids' fun run on the field, and there's going to be a pancake truck. How great is that? Like, I really can't get over the pancake truck. Who knew there was even such a thing?
I know.
That's so amazing.
And then the kids as well who participate will get tickets to come back to a Bees game. Where they will, again, be able to run on the field.
This is so great. A great way to spend a summer morning, and it's a great fundraiser to raise money to support crucial mental health services right in our community. Thank you so much, Shirley, for coming in and talking
to
us. And thank you for sharing your story. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And I think everybody should, in your world should let you know, I'm very proud of you.
I feel very blessed.
And Victor Inserti, CMHA Chief Program Officer. Again, if you're looking for more information about any of the great programs that CMHA offers, you can check them out online at cmhacc.org. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Spotlight. Have a great day. It's Light 100.5 WRCH.